conservative, having this been the first year that that fire prevention's moved in back into the fire district.
Yeah. I was just looking at that. About $1 million over budget, so it's
yes.
That's a good line item. Great, thank you. That was my only question.
All right. I don't have any questions for you. We'll see if there's any from the public. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing anything else?
Nope.
That's it. All right. Thank you. Moving on to item number 17. This is discussion only. Story County Fire District's 2023-2024 budget updates.
Okay, so we talked about the past. Now we're going to talk about next year's budget. It's important to note that I'll be plan on accepting changes or corrections to the tentative budget that was approved until May 1st. This allows me time to get the final budget all prepared and to you by May 16th for your approval. With that, I have no changes that have been made to any of the fire district's funds currently. We do have a few things on our radar. Most of those are related to the CBA, which is yet to be finalized, as well as the health insurance increase that was spoken about. That's about 3%. So you'll see those changes, and I'll have figures for the health insurance next meeting, and hopefully some good news on the CBA coming up, but nothing today. And that's all I have for the next year's budget.
All right. Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Fire Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer or the Chief?
I do not.
All right.
No questions. Thank you.
Fire Commissioner Mitchell?
I was just wondering if, as we discussed, you know, we have the potential for significant vegetation after a wet winter. Do we have a mechanism for flexibility in the mutual aid if that ends up really taking off, or is it because it's basically a pass-through fund? It doesn't really matter whether it's a particularly busy season in that regard or not.
Yes, Jeremy Longcar for the record, Fire Chief. Two points on that is that, yes, it is much an in and out fund. We budget with anticipation of what the fire season is going to look like. This year, the projections are looking really good. You know, they're looking really good. I'm pretty happy about that. I think we budgeted appropriately. But one thing about it that's good to keep just in your mind is that along with that fund, we've got the emergency fund that we are building upon. You can see this year, I'm trying to keep up with inflation and increase that. Through our partnerships with just the departments in this region, we get those resources here for free up to 24 hours. And then our agreement with the state allows us to get a lot more resources over a lot longer period. So this is really focused just out of district. It's where we're pulling the money back in. It's ultimately almost a wash. I know we'll look at some money in there and go, okay, we're increasing our revenue. The reason why I consider it a wash is because that money needs to be reallocated for replacement of the equipment utilized. So it's really just a wash for us. But I think this year's budget for it is appropriate. I hope so.
Great. Thank you.
Right. With that, I want to add that if we do see higher expenses with that, will also come because it's mutual aid to other outside districts. We'll see the corresponding revenue. So we would be able to augment that budget and make it whole.
Fair enough.
Great. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions for you. Are there any questions from the public regarding the fire budget? All right. Not seeing any. Again, thanks to both of you for the updates. Item number 18 is to recess to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Before we go to item number 19, I'm going to ask for a 5-minute recess. When we come back, we'll deal with the Story County's budget. Always.